Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that you've been working on ways to connect consumers with a local beef experience. Tell us more.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council has a new resource on its homepage for local beef. For those consumers looking for a local connection to a beef producer, there's many ways to buy local. You can look at labels at the grocery store, visit a farmer's market, or buy direct from a farm or ranch. To make this easier, our local beef page features a link to the Made in Oklahoma directory. We also have a guide that walks consumers through what to expect when they purchase beef through a locker plant. In other words, how much beef will they receive? We also developed a questionnaire to help a consumer walk through the purchasing process. So, for instance, what kind of steaks do you want and how thick do you want them? From OSU, we have a freezer guide for beef purchasing. And we also have beef cut charts and cookery information.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about local beef, go to oklabeef.org, look for the resources column, and select local beef. That's oklabeef.org.
Well, today's cattle futures market, we're quite a bit weaker on the front end here. We were down about 20 in the March feeders at 136.82, is roughly 40 cents off of their low. The April's down 30 at 143.62, but May's, August, September, and on back were steady to 10 cents higher. So a relatively uneventful day for the feeder cattle. We did make new highs on Friday and then again yesterday. So you're starting to see a lot of margin calls, and everybody that had been short up to this point is behind because the market's making new highs for this move. So starting to generate a little bit of buying to get off call. The live cattle were down 90 in April at 118.22. June's were down 37 at 121.40. August and October were just a hair higher. And we have a cattle on feed report, which you'll start to see some estimates out. That report's on Friday. If you look at the average guesses, the on feed as of March 1st is around 101. Placements around 97% of last year, and then marketed 97.5% of last year. And those are just derived from several different private surveys where they get the average guesses and average them all together. So 101 on feed, 97.5 or so placed, 97.5 and so marketed. And that report comes out Friday afternoon after the close at 2 p.m.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 22nd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 20th at the ranch in Waukamas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 100 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2019 to spring 2020 registered Angus bulls, including many E.T. Full and half-brothers from our top donor dams. For more information and a sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
The grain futures market was surprisingly strong today. It came back after being a little bit lower. Corn, May corn is up 4 at 553.5, but December, which is the new crop corn, has failed to rally here. Is 1.5 lower at about 477. So the old crop, new crop spreads continue to become more inverse. There's talk that down in the eastern Texas, southern Oklahoma areas that they're having a hard time getting corn to be milled, or the mills are running out and having a hard time getting it because it just simply doesn't exist. So that supply shortage could be bullish on the old crop. May beans are up 2.25 at 14.21 3/4, while November unchanged at 12.44. And then the wheats came back. They were steady to finish the day after being at 1 point 11 or 12 cents lower. July finished at 6.12 after having a low of 5.96 3/4. The May cotton up 20 at 86.92, and then the crude oil today is about 70 cents lower. The stock market's 130 or so points lower. The next big grain report will be at the end of March. It'll be that planting intentions. We're starting to see a lot of different guesses on that. It seems like the average guess is around 93 million acres of corn, about 90 million acres of soybeans.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.